Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, how to ace the IELTS speaking task, describing a place where you meet new people. The IELTS speaking test often includes questions about social interactions and meeting new people. One common topic is describing a place where you go to meet new people. This article will provide you with valuable tips and sample answers to help you excel in this task. Understanding the topic. Describe a place where you go to meet new people is a frequent topic in IELTS Speaking Part 2. It assesses your ability to describe a location, explain its social aspects, and discuss your personal experiences. This topic has appeared in past IELTS exams and is likely to continue being relevant in future tests. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask general questions about meeting new people. Here's a sample question with a suggested answer. Q. Do you enjoy meeting new people? A. Absolutely. I find meeting new people incredibly enriching. It's always fascinating to learn about different perspectives and experiences. Every encounter has the potential to broaden my horizons and challenge my preconceptions. Part 2. Long Turn. Cue card. Describe a place where you go to meet new people. You should say, where this place is, how often you go there, what kind of people you meet there, and explain why you like meeting new people at this place. Sample answer, band 6-7. I'd like to talk about the local community center in my neighborhood. It's located just a few blocks from my house, and I try to go there at least once a week. The center offers various activities and classes, so I meet all sorts of people there. I particularly enjoy meeting new people at this place because everyone is friendly and open to making connections. Sample answer, band 9. I'd like to elaborate on a place that has become my go-to spot for meeting new people. The vibrant local community center in the heart of my neighborhood. Nestled just a stone's throw away from my residence, this hub of activity has become an integral part of my weekly routine. I make it a point to frequent the center at least once a week, if not more. The center boasts a diverse array of activities and classes, ranging from culinary workshops to language exchange sessions. This eclectic mix attracts an equally diverse group of attendees, allowing me to cross paths with people from all walks of life. What sets this place apart and makes it particularly conducive to meeting new people is the warm and welcoming atmosphere that permeates the entire space. The center seems to have a magnetic effect, drawing in individuals who are genuinely interested in forming connections and expanding their social circles. I find myself thoroughly enjoying the process of meeting new people here because of the shared sense of community and the common ground we often discover through our mutual interests. The casual, relaxed environment makes it easy to strike up conversations and forge meaningful connections. It's a place where barriers dissolve and friendships blossom organically, making each visit a potentially enriching experience. Follow-up questions. Q. What challenges do you face when meeting new people at this place? A. Sometimes it can be a bit intimidating to approach strangers, especially if they're already in groups. Also, finding common interests can be challenging at times. A. 8-9. While the community center is generally conducive to socializing, there are certain hurdles to overcome. Initiating conversations with complete strangers can be daunting, particularly when they're already engaged in group discussions. Additionally, bridging the gap between diverse backgrounds and interests to find common ground can be a delicate balancing act. However, these challenges often serve as opportunities for personal growth, pushing me to hone my social skills and become more adaptable in various social situations. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. Q. How has technology changed the way people meet new friends? A. Band 6-7. Technology has made it easier to connect with people online through social media and dating apps. We can now meet people from all over the world without leaving our homes. However, it might also reduce face-to-face interactions. A. 8-9. Technology has revolutionized the landscape of social interactions, ushering in a new era of connectivity. Social media platforms and networking apps have dramatically expanded our potential social circles, allowing us to forge connections with individuals across the globe. This digital revolution has broken down geographical barriers, making it possible to cultivate friendships and professional networks that would have been unimaginable in the past. However, this technological shift is a double-edged sword. While it has undoubtedly facilitated easier initial connections, it has also led to a potential reduction in meaningful face-to-face interactions. The ease of digital communication can sometimes create a false sense of intimacy, leading to superficial relationships that lack the depth of in-person connections. Moreover, the prevalence of curated online personas can make it challenging to form authentic relationships, as people often present idealized versions of themselves online. This dichotomy between online and offline personas adds a new layer of complexity to modern social interactions. In essence, while technology has opened up new avenues for meeting people, it has also necessitated a more discerning approach to building genuine connections in this digital age. Key vocabulary and phrases. Hub of activity, noun phrase. Hub activity, a center of activity or interest. Example, the community center is a hub of activity, always bustling with people and events. Eclectic mix, noun phrase, a diverse and varied combination. Example, the center attracts an eclectic mix of people from different backgrounds. To strike up a conversation, idiom, conversation. To begin talking to someone you don't know. Example, it's easy to strike up a conversation with new people at the center. To forge connections, verb phrase, connections. To establish or create relationships. Example, the relaxed atmosphere helps people forge connections quickly. Double-edged sword, idiom, sword, something that has both positive and negative effects. Example, social media is a double-edged sword when it comes to meeting new people. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test, practice describing places and social interactions in detail. Use a variety of vocabulary and complex sentence structures. Develop your ideas fully and provide specific examples to support your points. Remember to speak fluently and maintain good pronunciation throughout your responses. For more tips on improving your IELTS speaking skills, you might find these articles helpful. Describe a person who is passionate about protecting the environment. Describe a place where you like to go on weekends. Describe a time when you had to stay calm in a stressful situation. By following these guidelines and practicing regularly, you'll be well prepared to tackle any question about meeting new people in your IELTS speaking test.